The Reverend Derek Smith has got you going this morning. This judgment on the Ayrshire's gay cake, Roy, has certainly got you going. We could do a whole programme on it today. We very well might. Reverend Smith, good morning to you again.
Good morning.
There's some people want to speak to you, Reverend Smith. You're also getting a few comments on Twitter. Neil says, you're bound to have paid the Reverend Smith. No one can be that funny. Squinter says, the restless ghost of Eric Smith roams the airwaves again. We're really making progress now. Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You'd like to speak to Reverend Smith. Go ahead.
No, Stephen, all I would like to say is God save us from narrow-minded Christian bigots like Reverend Smith.
Well, you've got to let him reply to that.
Well, let him reply.
Well, it's very simple. What is a Christian? A Christian is a Bible believer. I believe the Bible to be the Word of God. So that is my basis. And what God says, the man's arguing not with me. If he doesn't want to listen to God's Word, that's his judgment. And I believe what Romans chapter 1 tells.
There you are. You're already telling me. You're telling me what to believe right now.
I'm telling you, it's obvious you don't believe the Bible. So
you're sitting quoting it to me.
Yeah, well, you asked the question. I'm telling you.
I didn't ask the question. I made a statement. You're the one who's asking questions.
I'm telling you, I believe in the Bible and the Bible.
I'm not that speaking. You believe in the Bible, but if we all had narrow minds like you, it's even worse than it is.
God must have had a narrow mind. Well, when God condemned it. God called it abomination. That's what God calls it. So he.
How do you know God called it anything?
God called it abomination.
How do you know God called it anything? How do you know he even existed?
Well, you're going on to another subject then. I'm sure not.
But it's you are so convinced that he's right.
I know
you're the one that's quoting. You're the one that's quoting the scriptures, not me.
He's entitled to his religion and his faith, and his deeply held faith, Paul. Should you not respect it?
Stephen, I'm just as entitled to my lack of religion and lack of faith because I think it's a nonsense. But what I do hate is Northern Ireland in particular is ruled by fundamental Protestantism. And, you know, silly people interpreting religion to the very letter, which is a nonsense.
Is that dog barking in the background, gay or straight?
The dog's actually trying to bite the postman at the minute.
Right. Reverend Smith,
yes.
There would be some people who quote other parts of the Bible you believe in. Do you believe in getting rocks and stones and stoning women to death if they commit adultery?
You're going into, again...
It's in your Bible.
In the subject. That's not in the New Testament. You're quoting,
it's in the Old Testament.
You're quoting the Old Testament.
But is the Old Testament not in the Bible?
Yes, but that's under the old law.
So that's the bit of the Bible. That's the bit of the Bible you don't follow.
That's what they did in those days.
But that's the bit of the Bible you don't. Well, maybe in those days they called it.
No, don't be putting. I believe what the Bible says.
So do you believe the bit of the Bible that talks about stoning women to death?
They stoned those who had broken the law.
So do you believe in stoning people to death who break the law? Why not? That's in the Bible.
Because we've got the law to deal with it.
But that's in the... Well, we've got the law to deal with homosexuality too, Reverend Smith.
I didn't say they haven't. Well, we're arguing about that you're stopping my liberty to say no to something that I believe.
I'm not. What I'm trying to do... Well, let's calm this down. What I'm asking you, Reverend Smith, is why you pick and choose. You say that you believe in everything that is in the Bible.
That's right.
Well, it is in the Bible that you should stone women to death.
No, it doesn't. That's the Old Testament.
But is the Old Testament in the Bible or is it not?
The Old Testament is under the law. And when Jesus Christ came and died on the cross, they were no longer under the law. We're under grace.
So why is the Old Testament... Why is the Old Testament...
Let me ask me a question, not me.
Well, but I want you to educate me.
God has ordained governments. That's what a government
but
uphold the law of God.
But if you say that God has ordained governments and upholding the law, of course the law ruled yesterday, the court ruled yesterday that it was wrong for Ayrshire to have done what they did. And your opening statement, Reverend Smith, was you don't care what the judge had said. So you're contradicting yourself.
No, let me say, the judge has made... His, what he said yesterday, what's going to happen. He has broken God's law. He is supporting the right of those people to bring sin and to flaunt their sin in front of everyone. A Christian man...
Flaunt their sin.
Yes, their sin. Gay marriage is a sin. And God said he condemns it.
Paul?
And as a Christian, it sickens me to see that, to turn in the natural use of a woman and a man to love one another.
You're a former Lord Mayor, aren't you?
That's right. That's former Lord Mayor.
Paul?
Stephen, I'm sitting here, I just can't believe what I'm listening to. He is so far in the dark ages, it's incredible. The man's in the 16th century while the rest of us are in the 21st.
I'm in the 21st.
Well, there are plenty of Christians in the 21st century, Paul, who have as much a right to say that they do not believe in homosexuality, they do not believe in gay marriage, as you have a right to say that you do. Here's Mrs. White.
No, let me say this. I'm not interested in what the world said. I believe in the Bible.
But you don't believe in all of it.
I believe the whole Bible, yes.
You don't. You don't believe in the Old Testament.
I believe in the Old Testament as much as the New Testament.
Well, if you believe in the Old Testament, then do you believe in stoning women to death?
What you don't understand is the New Testament teaches the ordaining of governments, and they are the rulers that God has ordained.
But if the government, I say this to you again, Reverend Smith, if the governments ordain the new law, then government has said that homosexuality is legal. Government has said that homosexual sex is legal.
What did God do when government in the past done that? What did he do? He brought them governments down and they fell into sin.
Okay.
And God, what did he do with Israel? Then he,
listen, I shouldn't keep Mrs. White off.
Well,
good morning, Mrs. White. Israel. Haven't heard from you in years.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Mrs. White.
Yes, I'd like to agree with the Reverend Eric Smith. He's a courageous man. He's one of the few courageous pastors and ministers in Northern Ireland. Where are all the pastors and ministers speaking out against this? The problem here is homosexuality.
Yes.
The problem is that sodomy is the problem. If homosexuality was banned, there would be no one going into any bakery to request a cake supporting or promoting sodomite marriage. Ban homosexuality.
Well,
and that will solve the problem.
Ban someone's sexuality. You ran on this ticket, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
On your Christian principles, and you got the massive endorsement of 166 votes.
Yes, it just shows you how far Northern Ireland has gone away from God's principles when so few people voted for a candidate who stood courageously for God's principles.
Do you believe in democracy, Mrs. White?
I would say a qualified yes.
Qualified yes. Well, you therefore believe...
Or she is out of touch.
You therefore believe, Mrs. White, that the vast majority of people, if you went onto the road today and, I don't know, had a couple of cream buns, you'd probably get more than 166 people endorsing you. So you were not supported by the vast majority of people, Mrs. White, were you?
Listen, some of the Old Testament prophets, they had very little support. In fact, some of their own people wanted to kill them.
That's
the prophet Jeremiah, his own people wanted to kill him.
Are you comparing yourself to a prophet now?
No, I'm just saying I'm comparing myself to a courageous Bible believer. The prophet Jeremiah had very little support, but that did not stop him.
So you are comparing yourself to a prophet.
Proclaiming God's word. I am not a prophet. I'm not a prophetess. I am comparing myself to a courageous Bible character who was not concerned about having whole-scale support. He was concerned about being faithful to the word of God, whether he had support or not.
You didn't get wholesale support. You virtually got none.
This is a smokescreen. The issue here is homosexuality. Ban homosexuality, and there'll be no requests for cake supporting sodomite marriage.
Stephen.
Hold on, Reverend Smith. Hold on.
Stephen. You listen?
Hold on, Reverend Smith. Keith. Morning, Keith.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Keith.
Stephen, the Bible, at the beginning, God made man and woman, Adam and Eve. That is what we have been taught. So along the lines came Adam and Eve's two children. And obviously there was a boy and a girl. So does the Reverend support incest?
Now, let's not go down that route this morning, Keith. You have a son who's gay, is that right?
That's correct. But at the end of the day,
what do you make of the comments that have been made today?
Yeah, they're absolutely disgusting. And at the end of the day, it's as simple as this here. Who is the Reverend? Who are these DUPers? Who are these people who...
Well, they're not DUPers now.
Who are these people then to tell me what my son, what I can do, what I can't do on a Sunday, where I can go, etc., etc.? And at the end of the day, as I said to you before, it states quite clearly in the Bible, Stephen, at the beginning, God made two people, Adam and Eve. Out of those two people...
Yes, but we're not going down that route again, are we? We're supposed to be talking about a court ruling of a gay cake.
Yes, but I'm listening to this about what I support and I believe in the Bible and
We're not going down the route that you want to go down, Keith. Would you might like to make a broader comment as to the effect that some of this commentary may have on your son? How old is he?
He's 25 years of age.
So how would he feel about this?
Well, he has already tried to commit suicide on four occasions because of treatment that he has got from the general public. And you want to try dealing with that as a family.
Could I come in here, Mr. Nolan? I'd like to make it clear, I have nothing to do with the DUP. The DUP are a compromised, progressive, worldly party. I have nothing to do with the DUP.
With a massive mandate in Northern Ireland compared to your diddly squad, 166.
I care nothing about my vote. I care about Bible principles.
You cared for your vote when you stood for election.
Listen, I use it as a platform to share Bible principles.
But you asked people to vote for you. So when you asked people to vote for you, you didn't care about it? Really?
Listen, I know how far...
You didn't put that in your manifesto.
Mr. Nolan, I know how far gone Northern Ireland is.
Okay.
I knew it was highly unlikely that I would get many because most people have been brainwashed and indoctrinated by gay propaganda.
But of course, haven't been brainwashed.
They cannot think for themselves. People just believe the lie.
My goodness.
And they vote accordingly.
If only they could all think like you and be as
unbrainwashed
as you,
Mrs. White.
If only
they would all think like me, because my thinking is formed by the Word of God.
Mrs. White, thank you. Fred in London. Fred, morning, Fred. Hold on, Reverend Smith. Morning, Fred.
Yeah, good morning there, Stephen.
0-30-30-80-55-55 if you want to pick up the phone this morning. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, go ahead, Stephen. But this cake, I can't understand why this cake wasn't baked.
Well, thank goodness we're back to the cake.
Well, if the cake was baked, right, we'll say the cake was baked, yeah, that cake's going to be taken to the wedding reception. It's going to be eaten. It's going to be forgot about. So I don't know what all the big fuss is all about. They weren't going to hang it in flagpoles or up in poles and stuff like that. They're going to eat the damn thing, you know? That's a lot of money wasted for nothing.
Well, it's about a principle. And I sure were quite entitled to have a principle. I'm not saying in the business of law they were, but obviously in a free country, they're entitled to say out loud what they feel. And what they feel, Fred... Is that to put a message like that on a cake would be endorsing gay marriage, which they object to.
Well, money, like it's a money maker for to make cakes. It's a business.
Yes.
You know, so I can't understand why it's gone on so long. It's cost a lot of money. It's not costing me money. It's just it's a laughing stock of the country.
Do you know what I want to do this morning? We'll do 90 minutes in this today. Given the call volume, every line into the building is jammed. It's a big, massive issue. 0-30-30-80-55-55. For some of you listening to this today, I want you to give me your take on the different voices, the different opinions that you have heard. Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead.
Listen, I'd just like to say, yet again, sectarianism is taking over. I'm a Protestant, and I believe the law should be changed to gay marriage, right? But all the sectarian people has come on now and said Protestants are trying to hold gay marriage down. Is the Catholic Christians not against it too?
I'm not sure if the DUP the last time, actually, I said they used a petition of concern. Actually, I think they intimated that they may use it and then didn't use it, just for clarification. But go ahead.
The Catholic Church still voted against it, down south.
So what's your point?
The point is, the sectarian bigots yet again have came on your show. Three of them in a trot.
Well, no, they're not sectarian. No. They're not sectarians.
Well, they are because...
No, they're not sectarian. They're not bigots. They are entitled to their view. Can we stop labelling people this morning and just give us your commentary?
Why are they labelling people against gay marriages all being Protestant?
There's been no mention of Catholic or Protestant this morning.
Yes, there has.
Why are you bringing
it
into it?
The Protestant domination, that's what they kept saying. Same against Sunday opening hours, everything. It's all the Protestant domination. That's what they're saying.
Mark,
but
thank
no
you.
No one's pulled them up on it. You never pulled them up on it.
Norman. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. I'm listening to this debate here.
What's you?
And the Reverend Smith is out, is right on everything that he says. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their homosexuality and their sin. And if you look at America, God's pouring his wrath out in America. Disaster after disaster going through because they've turned away from God's laws and now live by government laws, the same as this place of ours. We're living by the government's laws where homosexuality, gay marriage, abortion are all coming into effect instead of living by God's laws.
Norman, thank you. John and Glengormley. Morning, John.
How you doing, Stephen? This just seems to be pitting Christians against the homosexuals and homosexuals against Christians. You know what I mean? It seems to bring a lot of anger out. You seem to have a lot of Bible bashers on today.
Well, so what let's not label them and let's respect what they believe in.
Right. I agree with what they're saying. It's just the way they're putting it.
And tell me why you agree with
God
what they're saying.
God isn't against homosexuals.
Is he?
He's against homosexuality.
I thought he was a caring God.
That's why he's not against homosexuals.
You just said he is.
He's not against homosexuals. He's against homosexuality.
Ah, okay.
There's a core difference. But then, you had that gay parade in Belfast. It reported in the news, went off peacefully and all. But where the preachers were standing, it wasn't peaceful. There was bottles flew at them. They were spat at. There's ones jumping over the fences at them.
I don't know if that's true or not, John.
It is true. It's on YouTube.
On YouTube. There's lots on YouTube. I would need to check that out.
Well, check it out, Stephen. It's on it.
I don't remember any police reports at the time, John. Exactly. What's the point? What's the point you're trying to make?
I'm just saying it seems to be bringing a lot of anger out.
Well, it's a very divisive issue in Northern Ireland, isn't it?
It is, all right. But
because you're essentially saying, and you're entitled to say it, many people will disagree with you, but you're essentially saying that part of what makes up a human being when you're talking about gay people, you're telling them that that is wrong, that part of them is wrong. You're telling them to refrain from part of what comes natural to them.
Well, it is a sin.
But what if they're not Christian, John? What if they don't believe it's a sin? What if they don't have your interpretation?
I have no clue, then.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? It seems to be everybody's going to get angry at homosexuals and homosexuals are going to get angry at Christians. That's not the way to do it.
Thank you, John. Michael. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you, Stephen?
Doing okay.
Look, first of all,
this has gone boogaloo today.
I understand. I fully understand. You're under pressure. Listen, I just want to put this shoe on the other foot here because I'm listening to this debate. And first of all, let me say I support gay marriage. First of all, I'm not against Asher's decision. I think it was harsh on the Emmons. But I would like to put this question into the equation. The amount of times I have went to so-called perceived gay venues in Belfast city centre and have been refused entry because I am perceived to be straight, which I am, by the way. And so what I would like to know is, if that happens to me in future, do I have a case against these venues?
It would be my view that would be an interesting discussion with the Equality Commission, and you may very well find that, yes, you do have a case. Because you're not allowed to discriminate against an individuality in law because of their sexuality. So, yes, as much as a gay person can't be kept out of a straight club, a straight person can't be kept out of a gay club. Yes.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I'll bear that in mind.
I'm not a lawyer, but I think you should take it up.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Bye.
Oh, and you wonder why I've got grey hair. Pastor Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. It's been eventful, hasn't it? So, now, just to say, what your last caller said there as well, this has far wider implications than just religious or political beliefs. You know, it goes back to, you know, does someone, a printers on the falls, have to print a T-shirt, you know, against the Celtic Football Club or You know, Michael from the Equality Commission was actually avoiding and sidestepping examples because there is no clarity. This is as clear as mud, you know, because
There is clarity.
No, yesterday on Talkback, he said that, you know, a flag sellers on the Falls Road refused to sell a unionist flag, you know, would they be taken to court? And he refused to comment. He said that's an issue for the courts to decide. He offered no clarity. And this will affect everybody because there's no clause, no conscience clause for business owners or people who have strong beliefs. It goes beyond just the religious and the political. It affects business owners, you know, and any type of business they're doing. And if they run into anybody else with strong beliefs, I mean, it's unworkable. We should have freedom. We don't need the government looking over our shoulder like this. You know,
freedom, it's whether freedom applies to the business owner or the customer, Bron. That's at the heart.
But it should apply to both. That's what
I'm saying.
But
it can't apply to both in cases like this because a judgment needs to be made one way or the other. You cannot have a tenable situation where you're saying it can apply to both if a business owner is refusing to make something and a customer is saying, make it.
Why can't a business owner refuse to print shirts, you know, like T-shirts that they disagree with, that maybe there's profanity or whatever, or it comes against their core cultural beliefs and things like that?
It's not about profanity, is it? Is it? This, remember that what the law protects is religion or sexuality, political or sexuality.
But the lack of clarity here means that every time we get a new category, there's going to have to be another court case. That's ridiculous. It's foolish and it's unworkable. And that's what Michael was suggesting yesterday. He couldn't comment because it needed another court case, basically, to decide whether somebody could sell a flag or not sell a flag.
Bron, thank you. Peter next. Morning, Peter.
Well, I'm just listening to all these anti-Christian people this morning. Well, not anti-Christian, but arguing about the Christian church. Why does everybody, when they get married, go to get a minister to do the wedding? Or you get buried, you have to have a minister there when you're getting buried, before you go to departure lounge, you know what I mean? It's like me, Stephen, I'm not a Christian. So what happens after 40 years of running about drinking and whatever, and then my mom's departure lounge hospital bed, I say to God, forgive me for all done, and I'm saved. Christians believe that's okay, you know what I mean?
I don't know what your point is.
Well, the point is that there's some stupid things. The point is, people are all knocking the churches, but they all use the churches when it benefits them, like getting married or getting... You know, most people have ministers when they're getting buried. You know what I mean? So if there's no use and it doesn't exist, why bother going through the procedure?
Back to this court case, do you support what the judgment says?
If they took, the problem was they took the order. They hadn't took the order, had been somebody with not a wee girl, they probably wouldn't have never got this situation. But they should be able to negotiate to never go as far. Oh, it's done now. It's caused more hassle, I think, than you probably need.
Well, we can hear the passion and the strength of feeling on both sides this morning. Billy in Belfast. Morning, Billy.
Hello, Stephen. I was just wondering, I'm not reading the Bible or anything like that there. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm not against anybody. Does it say in the Bible, but God made everybody in his own image? Maybe these boys who are well up will tell me. That's what I always believed.
And why are you asking that question?
I'm just saying, well, why is there so much debate against one against the other?
And Liam in Draperstown. Morning, Liam.
Oh, Stephen, I was just listening to one of your contributors there, a man whose son tried to commit suicide 4 times. And the question, did God not make that man too? And you have a lot of discussion about the Bible there. The persecutors of religion ended up in Constantine, a Roman, ended up in the chair and decided what went into the Bible